This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. You shouldn't settle for just any old pair of leggings. You deserve something better, something designed with you in mind, like the new Inspire leggings by Kalia. Their most versatile collection yet, made for any workout. They're lightweight, buttery soft, breathable, and made with Lycra adaptive fiber, which molds to your body for a barely there supportive fit. It's perfect for wherever your wellness routine takes you. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Hello, good morning, Tom.
Good morning to you, Susie. Did you have a nice bank holiday weekend?
Well, thank you so much for asking. I went to my mum and dad's, which was great because it meant that they did the parenting of my child and I just had a bit of a sit down.
That's great.
Really good. Really good.
That's great, isn't it? That's great.
What about you? What did you do?
I did have to do some work, but it was nice. And unfortunately, at one point I did... Well, no, I didn't have an argument, but I did. I feel like I snapped at my mum about some geraniums and then I felt bad about that afterwards. So that was, you know, the classic.
The classic Tom Allen issue. What was the issue with the geraniums? I want to decide whose side I'm on.
Mum said, don't buy them from the big retailer.
Sure.
Buy them. She said, I could get them down the market, sometimes four for a fiver. Mm. I'm like, I just want these now. I just want these for me now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then... I said, I'm going to get these ones now from the big retailer online. And she's like, fine, of course, do whatever you want. And I was, because I know that it would have turned into like, oh, I'll get them from the market. Oh, the man wasn't there on Thursday when I went there. But I'm going down to the garden center in blah, blah with Christine on Thursday next week. So maybe I'll get something. I'm like, no, I don't want them Thursday next week when you might go with Christine. I want them now. And then I felt really petulant because I just sounded there. And then I carried that with me.
You did sound just a fraction petulant.
Mm, mm.
Just a fraction. But Tom, these things feel bigger.
Yes.
These things feel bigger. This is the thing.
Yes.
You know, sometimes a tiny thing feels enormous because there's lots of other things happening.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
You know, I was talking to my therapist about this yesterday. Clang.
Oh, yeah.
Clang. She's
Clang,
in therapy.
Everyone. Clang.
But about how small things can end up feeling sort of quite enormous. And... unbelievably overwhelming.
Oh yeah.
And actually it's just, what's the word I'm looking for when things pile on top of each other?
Cumulative.
Thank you so much.
Cumulative. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And what my therapist said was you need to go, I'm in the here and now. What do I need to do in the next hour? What do I need to do in the next few hours?
Oh, that's
because
good.
Because that's all I can do right now. I can only do this for these people, for who I look after, for the thing that I do, the work that I need to do. I'm just doing this for the next hour, then the next.
Oh, that's lovely.
Or, you know, as Anna says in the second Frozen film, all you can really do is the next best thing. Like you can do the next thing as best you can. It's all you can do. Just keep trying to do the next best thing. And I think that we all need to learn a lot from Frozen.
Yeah, she knows what she's talking about, doesn't she? Is she the one who goes around, like, turning everything into an ice palace?
No, that's her sister, Elsa.
That's Elsa, gosh.
But we're going to the West End to see it.
Wow, that's going to be fun.
With my daughter and friend of the show, Flo, and her daughter.
Wow.
And my daughter keeps asking about going to see it. Mm. And I said, well, we might be going. We might go in the summer. And she said, will Elsa know me? Because I've watched the film so many times.
Great question. What did you say?
I said probably, but she might not have time to see you. She'll probably just wave at you from the audience.
Oh, that's nice.
I feel like that's a good get out of jail free card for me.
Great, great.
Like I saw her waving. She did wave right at you. You're right at you. She looked right at you. So that's that's something to look forward to.
That is something to look forward to. And you're going to go in the summer, which that's the thing that concerned me most about that, because I think it's going to be quite warm.
Yes, it will be warm, but it means that she'll just be able to wear her one of her sort of princess dresses.
I was going to say, will you be dressing up?
Well, I won't be.
Oh, Sue's, why?
Well, no, I might. Maybe I'll go as Sven.
Yes, that's nice.
Do you know who Sven is?
Sven Goran Eriksson, the football manager.
No, he's... I'm going to go as Sven Goran Eriksson.
That would be such a great Halloween costume for us.
Yes. What, you going as Anna and me going as Sven Goran Eriksson? We're Anna
so
and Sven.
Niche. So niche.
Oh, but people would love it.
People would love it.
People would die.
It'd be like our Met Gala. I like the idea of the grey bits around the side he had and the small Swedish glasses. Didn't have to be Swedish.
Yes, yes. Do you know who I always mix him up in my head with?
Who?
Not policy or anything like that, but like what they look like. Hmm. Was his name Lembit
Opik? Lembit Opik, yes.
Who went out of one of the Cheeky Girls. So quite often when
I
think of Sven Goran Eriksson, I think of a Cheeky Girl.
Yeah.
But that's just a muddle in my brain. But maybe our producer Emma could go as a Cheeky Girl, and then we've really covered all...
Then we've really covered all bases for that one time we go to see a children's show.
So, yeah, I hope that's covered for everyone. Okay.
Yeah, great.
See, I was trying to be funny by saying Sven, because he's the reindeer, but you made it even funnier by saying Sven Goran Eriksson.
No, not at all. Well,
loved
I think he's dressed as the reindeer. I think that's the thing, isn't it? We just build and we build. But not in a cumulative way that gets on top of us in the therapy way.
We're just doing the next best thing. Just the next thing we can possibly do.
Absolutely. My therapist would have just said, by the way, you're tired. You're tired. That's why you're feeling like this. You're tired. My therapist is sort of like a parent.
Is she a sleep doctor?
She might be.
Have you seen that very funny meme that's like a woman asleep on like a subway in New York and she's holding a book that says how to sleep better? And then someone's just put above it, really happy for her actually. And every time I see it, it always does the rounds and it always makes me laugh. Really happy for her actually. Tom, talking of the Met Gala.
Talking of... Did you enjoy it?
Well, I had a great time, honestly. Do you know how much it is to go?
We were looking how much a ticket is? £75,000.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot, isn't it, for
a bit of dinner?
It's too
much.
Yeah.
And what do you think the dinner's like? Because I've been to lots of awards do's, and sometimes the dinner's not great because catering for that many people is a trial.
You'd send it back just on principle, surely? Just to get another option.
Do you have anything else?
Do you have anything? I'm sorry, I don't like this.
Yeah. I don't like it when it's on the bone. Do you have anything else? I don't want the vegetarian option. Do you have any other meat?
No. Must be meat, but it can't have any bone in it, ever. I think it looked very, I don't know what it looked like. I don't know if it must be fun or quite stressful. It sort of looks like it might be a bit stressful.
I think it's probably really stressful. Do you know that everyone has to shake Anna Wintour's hand when they go in? Like she's...
Like a lineup.
Well, yeah, exactly. Really? Like she's just won the FA Cup.
Yeah, which in a way she has.
Yes, the Fashion Association Cup.
Is she going out with Bill Nighy or not?
Oh, is that a rumour?
No, not a rumour. They turned up together last year, but I didn't see him this year.
Oh, I don't know. Are they friends? Once walked past Bill Nighy in Soho. Make that
clang, everyone, clang.
I've been to London.
She's been to London. Up to London. Been up to London.
Up London?
Yeah.
I've been up London.
He's been up London. Saw Bill Nighy.
Do you know that a friend of ours went to the Met Gala last night?
Who would it be? But it's Josh Widdicombe. He gets everywhere.
Alex Adelman was at the Met Gala.
Really?
Yes. He's a comedian that was from America but lived here for a bit.
Wow.
Isn't that mad?
Yes. Is he on SNL or something?
I don't know. I think he's just sort of become quite famous in America. But when he put up a picture being like, I'm at the Met Gala, I was like, that is insane. Because I've met you numerous times.
I think it's probably quite a place, isn't it? I can imagine it's like a sort of Edinburgh, but with Edinburgh.
Like the Brooks Bar at the Edinburgh Festival.
That, but with outfits made of various, like who's trying to be the most shocking in their outfit?
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
I like the person, I can't remember who it was, so forgive me, but somebody turned up in their towel, like a towel and a sort of their hair in a towel. And I thought that was
That's good.
Yeah.
What would you wear, Tom?
Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it? I might go dressed as Anna Wintour.
Oh, that's nice. Little Ginger Bob.
Yes, some sunglasses.
Would he come?
Little Ginger Bob would come. Yeah, so we'd have a nice time, me and Ginger
Bob. How is he? Is he well?
Little Ginger Bob, yeah, he's well. You know, now he's feeling better.
Give him my love.
Yes, yes. Much better than he was. But you'd want to go and have a laugh like that, wouldn't you? But actually,
but I don't know that people like that are a laugh.
So that's, they did it 1 year about camp, didn't they? That was the year after. That was the year before we went to New York. And so there was that exhibition about it.
Yes, that's right. But I was so hungover in Museum of Metropolitan Art that I don't remember any of that day. I was just,
oh my God.
Just remember the porcelain Met Gala. Of the toilets.
Met Vomma.
That's me, baby. That's me, baby.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
But I don't think, not to extemporize on my thoughts on camp theory, but I don't think it can be camp because it's so serious. It takes itself so seriously. And,
I agree.
There's no playfulness to it a lot of the time.
Even I think their version of camp is like, I'm wearing a rainbow.
Yeah, I think
which
that is
really on the nose.
Yeah, it's too on the nose for me, I'm afraid.
What I want is like, I don't know, Ryan Reynolds dressed as like Marie Antoinette. Then I'm like, okay, funny. That's camp. That's camp.
But then falling over a bit.
Yeah, being drunk.
You know, tripping over, maybe being drunk.
Yeah.
Falling up the stairs. Rather than, it just seems everything's a little bit, dare I say, po-faced. Everybody's, is that the expression like quite serious?
And is there like an argument for like, isn't camp slightly, I think you talked about this in one of your shows.
Probably.
Like a slight protest.
Well, I always see
so
it
then,
as subversive.
If it's like the establishment, I mean, albeit the establishment of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, but does it then sort of take away some of what that is?
Well, I think this is that's always the issue, is that's always the discussion rather around it. Like, and I think if any kind of if this when it becomes the mainstream, then what do? When it's built on subversion and it becomes the mainstream, then what do you do?
I don't want to see camp. I want to see Birch. That's what I'd love to see.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see. I don't think Butch is often seen, actually. I think Butch is much more difficult to do than camp. Sorry.
My nan had a Staffordshire Bull Terrier called Butch.
Oh, that's camp.
There's
the irony. Where does it end?
Do you know what? Butch would be a great name for like a little dachshund.
Chihuahua. Yeah. Great.
Love it.
I've always thought that like having, you know, like that dog that we saw at the dog's home that time.
Oh, the sad dog.
Diesel. Yes, I love Diesel.
Oh, I love how that you still think about that dog.
I still do.
I think it might be time for you to get a dog.
You know, I saw a border terrier I really liked the other day.
You can't take other people's, you've got to get your own.
I know. I've always liked the idea of a border terrier.
Are they the ones that look a little bit like old men?
Yes, they look a bit grumpy, but this one wasn't grumpy. It was really fun.
Is that the same dog that Zoe Lyons has, a border terrier?
No, those ones that look like sort of Edwardian gentlemen, they're more schnauzers, I think.
Mm.
They look like a sort of, they've got a goatee beard sort of thing.
Yes, I know. I've seen a schnauzer. That's not what Zoe has either. Maybe she has some sort of cross. What did you say?
I said, I'm sorry.
Tom, I've seen a schnauzer. Thank you very much.
I've seen a schnauzer.
Okay, enough of that.
Enough.
Oh my God, I watched Lady and the Tramp the other day.
Never seen it.
No.
True story.
Oh my God. Yeah. That would be a great theme for the Met Gala.
Oh, what, spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti. What happens now at the beginning of all the Disney films that we grew up watching is there's a statement from Disney saying, some of the characteristics portrayed in these films are not good and we apologize unreservedly, I think is very good. Okay. Let me tell you, the Scottish accent in Lady and the Tramp for the Scotty dog that lives next door is honestly one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard. It is so, it's so hilarious. Like, it's such an insult and so hilarious. Like, it's, I mean, it's like the person has never heard a Scottish accent.
They probably hadn't.
And they've just been told phonetically what it's like.
Well, also, I mean, I hate to tell you, but Mrs. Doubtfire isn't exactly the most authentic Scottish accent.
Oh, I won't have it. Hello there!
She talks about working in England all the time. You know, you're not doing an English accent. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It was a moment in time. I don't know how we got to that. Doesn't matter.
All we've got to do is worry about the moment we're in now. You've told us this, Susie.
Oh, of course. Don't worry about what's to come. Don't worry about what's past. Just be in the moment.
Exactly.
I'm right in the moment. And in this moment, I don't know what we're talking about.
The trouble is when I'm in the moment that I was in has passed. This is my problem with being in the moment. Like, I'm in the moment. No, I was in that moment. And now I'm thinking about the fact
that I was in
that
moment. No, I think you need to think about being, as you're in the moment, you're also on sort of a small steam engine. So the moment, you are moving with the moment. You are the moment.
So how do I have time to acknowledge them if the moment is just like flying by? Do you know what I mean? It's very difficult when you start thinking about it. I just think I see a lot of things on Instagram. It. Well, that might be the problem, mightn't it?
Are you tired?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Baby. You had your Virgin show? It was very good.
You had
good.
Your Virgin show?
I listened, Tom. It was very good.
Oh, Sus, thank you for listening.
I love you and Angela. She's great, isn't she? Like her
a
lot.
Oh, she's great fun, Angela. Angela
Scanlon. I really like
her. Angela Scanlon. She's very fun. We've got another dance coming up, everyone. Don't worry. Last one.
I absolutely love that German barber dance.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. I love it.
They're in these suits and they just look like they're having the best time.
Yeah, I love it.
And I like how the tall one is taking it very seriously and the slightly shorter one, maybe he's Ginger Bob, I don't know. That has he's the one with the moustache and he seems to be having a whale of a time. And I really like that. It's something about watching people having a good time. Very, very pleasing.
Very, well, of course. That's what we should all be doing all of the time.
I know, you know, I know.
Trying to.
Mm, I know.
If we can.
If only we could.
If only we could.
How did your show go yesterday? You doing the afternoon?
Oh, do you know what? I really enjoyed it. I really liked doing La Radio.
Yeah, you really suited it.
Oh, thanks. That's nice of you to say. Do you know what? I'm getting confident now, I think. I'm pressing buttons. I'm putting my mic up. I'm not panicking in those last. So when you're doing the radio gang, what happens is there'll be the song. And then when it gets towards like the last 15 seconds of the song, it goes red. So you know it's about to happen. And then you pop your mic up. And for the first few shows that I did, I felt like an element of dread when the song goes red. Because you think, oh, God, don't swear. Don't do this, don't do that, don't accidentally say you're on the wrong radio station, which of course I did do once.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But yesterday I was just enjoying it and I said a couple of things wrong and I didn't sort of berate myself. I was reading the word ceramic, but whenever I read the word ceramic, I say chromatic.
That's nice.
And so I said it and then I said something a bit like Sean Connery accidentally. But you know, I just owned it in the moment and actually that felt great.
I like Ceramica could be your album. Wasn't Chromatica an album?
By Lady Gaga?
Yes, you could have Ceramic.
I should. Ceramica?
Yeah.
Great.
That'd be nice. It could remind you of that trip to the Met Gala.
When I splashed all those plates because I was being sick. Shall we share some thoughts from friends?
Well, that's what I thought because I've got some lovely emails here.
Oh, please. Yes, please.
Hello, Susie and Tom. I discovered your podcast after laughing out loud at Tom recounting his gay cruise on Alan Carr's podcast. I started from episode one. I've just listened to the last one available. And now I don't know how I'm going to cope having to wait for a new episode to be uploaded each week. I was excited to hear Tom announce he was going to see Operation Mincemeat and eagerly awaited his review as I absolutely loved it. He didn't mention it the following week and I wondered what he thought. Oh, I absolutely loved it. We listen to it all the time.
I've heard it. It's amazing.
Dear Bill, it's like... I think it's the equivalent to finishing the hat from Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George. It's got a winsome, sad quality, which, you know, is right up
you
my saddle.
You love that. You love that sad quality.
Oh, my. Suze, you would love that song. Even if you don't like
would
that
I?
Thing, song. It's okay. About, I don't want to spoil it, but it's about they're creating a letter for a fake person to make him believable. So they send a letter from his loved one at home. And as the person starts... They, as they start making it up, the person singing the song, it's about themselves. You realize it's about themselves. Oh. No spoilers.
What is the, give me the sort of top line. What's the elevator pitch of Operation Mincemeat? Is it set in the Second World War?
Yes. It is British intelligence foil the Nazis with a decoy, basically.
Mm, okay. I'm going to get tickets. I got to go. And you'd highly recommend it.
And I'd really recommend it.
As you talk, by the way, I need to let everybody know, we've not accidentally times two Tom's speed.
Oh,
you're just very fast. You're very good at speaking very quickly. Have you ever done T's and C's on an advert?
No, but I did hear one the other day on Virgin Radio. I thought, my goodness, that woman's had a lot of coffee.
I think that you could do that.
Well.
As you were, please.
You both talked about some interesting combos of food, and I thought I'd offer my suggestion that I was given at Christmas. Perfect for May. Take a mince pie, cut the top off. Brackets, making a lid, .. or a hat. Add some grated cheese. Put the lid / hat back on top and pop it in the microwave for a few seconds. It is delicious. Hopefully I will catch both of your shows in the near future, but I'd love even more to see you do more work together. Take care. Bye. And that's from Indigo.
Tom, what do you think about that? That's sort of a savoury and sweet, which of course we both like.
Which I do like, but I don't know why I'm frightened of it in the serenity of mince pie. I do enjoy the sweetness of a mince pie. Good figure.
I agree. No, see what Alice, my wife, does, is she does the same thing where she removes the hat or lid off a mince pie and puts two spoonfuls of cream in, pops it back on.
Oh, that's interesting.
Straight in the micro.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe she takes it out of the micro and puts the cream in. Yeah, so the cream would be cold. The mincy goodness would be hot.
Mm, the mincy goodness would have been a great name for this podcast. but I think that's interesting. Well, you see, cheese, people say sweet things and cheese are very, you know, pleasing, but I'm always been a little bit.
Well, you know, I like a cheese and jam sandwich.
Oh, that's interesting. Cheddar.
If you like.
But it doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be. Brie is the obvious, but I'd probably go cheds.
I have. You see, when it's described as like chutney, I'm all over it.
Well, that's the thing. That's because, you know, that's what we're sold, isn't it? It's Christmas. A cranberry. A brie and cranberry.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't love that? But if it's a strawberry jam, somehow I think that's not appropriate. It's funny, isn't it?
That is not appropriate.
Not appropriate, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that lovely message.
Shall we have another?
Why not?
Dear Susie and Tom, I'm a relatively new listener to your thoroughly entertaining podcast and look forward to listening every Wednesday. Oh. One of the episodes that resonated with me most was about Tom's recent terrible journey on the trains from the West Country. Oh. I'm currently on a train from Southampton. Shout out to all the Hampshire-based like-minded friends. To Manchester. That's quite a long trip.
Oh, goodness, that's quite that a long cross-country? Journey.
Yeah, I think so.
They call it cross-country because it makes you angry.
Because of how slow it is. The individual across the aisle seat from me is displaying some of the most egregious behaviour I have ever witnessed on a train. I've attached a photo for you. In short, this animal is man-spreading like you wouldn't believe. Moreover, I very much doubt he is in possession of a valid ticket. Rant over. Okay, bye. And that is from Catherine in Lymington. Now,
Catherine
Tom,
Lymington.
Would you like to explain what the picture is? Because it is quite shocking.
I've just pressed it now. Oh, absolutely outrageous.
I can't believe it. Disgusting.
Should be ashamed. This person is, in fact, a teddy bear. And they are occupying an entire seat.
A huge teddy bear as well.
Huge. I mean, fills the seat.
Yeah.
Next is somebody who's wearing some high-top trainers.
Yes. And I like those trainers.
Yes, I thought you might like them. I thought actually you were going to say that's me, actually. When
Oh, that's me and Ted.
You know, I always take Ted on the train. He's having a nice time.
But Catherine, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Friend of Lymington, thank you. Gosh, whatever next?
Whatever next?
Is that near you? That feels like that's one
relatively
of the
close. Relatively close, yes.
Not to be confused with Lemington. It's Lymington.
Yes, it's Lymington. You mustn't get it confused.
Well, I was in Warwick Arts Centre last week.
Oh, clang.
Had a lovely time, but of course nobody knows where that is, do they?
That's the one that's near Coventry, but it's in university.
It's a university, but it is technically Coventry according to the postcode, but it doesn't feel like it's in Coventry. Also, the fact that it's called Warwick, but all the students seem to live in Lemington, it just doesn't add up.
It's a lot to unpack. Something's going wrong.
I don't know what it is.
Something's gone horribly wrong.
Hello. Hello, Susie and Tom.
Hello.
Long-time listener and have now gone back and listened to every pod from the very start. You've been keeping me laughing during the worst months of my life as my mum passed away from dementia this January. Oh, this pod, pretty sorry to hear that. This pod is like a mental health boost for me, and I'm sure for many. Seen you both live a few times now and love you both so much. Anyway, reason my emailing is basically I'm an idiot and booked tickets for Tom in Wolverhampton on 23rd of May, brackets I live in Brum, but didn't know my band had a show in Brum the same night. Ah, I'm so dizzy with stuff like this. Anyway, I'm gutted to be missing the show, and I'm looking forward to tickets for other shows now that I can get to. Anyway, if a listener of the pod wants the tickets, they can have them for free. I can email them and hopefully someone will have a great time seeing Tom, even though it's not me. Please pass on my email to anyone who wants the tickets first. Please stop doing the... Please never stop doing...
Please stop doing the podcast. We've all had enough. The
Big love to you both. Bye, Becky.
Oh, Becky. I'm sorry that you had such a... Becky, did you say, not Becca?
Well, Becky and Rebecca is in the signature, so I think either.
Either. Becky, I am so sorry to hear you've had such a horrible time of it of late, and so delighted that our podcast has provided some light. Is that?
Yes, I hope so. Some comfort and some laughter. Yes.
So that's a very, very kind offer from friend of the show, Becky. What date is it that you're in Brum so that someone might be able to get in touch and have those tickets for free, which is a very, very kind offer?
Great question. One moment, please, caller. 23rd of May.
23rd of May.
In Wolverhampton, actually.
In Wolves, in Wolverhampton.
If you are a fan of the Hamptons, then Wolverhampton.
Email into our email address, which is in our show notes. And if you want those tickets and first come, first serve, I guess is the fairest way to do it.
That's a nice way to do it, isn't it? Well, that's very kind. Thank you very much, Becky. That's very thoughtful. And thank you. Yes, very sorry to hear your loss and hear of your loss. And yes, thank you for being so generous to us.
Indeed.
Suze, did you want to read out the one that we got forwarded today?
Yes, I would love to. Dear Susie and Tom, I'm a long-time listener of the pod, and some time ago I recommended you to my lovely sister, who is a like-minded friend. She lives overseas at the moment, and over the last few years has been having a very difficult time. Without going into detail, as a result of some of these problems, she hasn't been able to come home to visit for a while, and it's her 40th birthday soon, so we were hoping you could give her a happy birthday mention. We both get so much pleasure from listening to you both chat away and often share highlights of the show with one another, which have made us cry laughing. My sister said she always knew she was gay, but didn't come out until her late teens. I was the first in the family that she told, and she grew up with lots of shame, which I think she's just beginning to escape from. It makes me emotional thinking about the positive impact your show will have on young queer people today who may be confused or scared, like I know my sister was. You are there every week, spreading joy, living your best lives, and making people cry with laughter. I wish something like this had existed when my sister was growing up, but the world is an infinitely better place with you both and the Like-Minded Friends podcast in it. It's a public service. Thank you for everything, and happy birthday to my amazing sister, Wah. Love you both and my dear sis from Claire. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Claire, what a lovely message to receive.
What a lovely message.
Yes, very, very thoughtful, very kind. And I hope your sister's doing okay.
Yes, and a massive happy birthday to Wah.
Yeah, happy 40th. 40s are great.
Yes, that's what everyone says.
40s are great.
That's what everyone says. I was chatting to, get ready for a name drop, Elizabeth Day the other day, and she was saying how great the 40s are.
Oh, yes, us old timers, we love it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed my 30s because I felt like I settled a lot more. And I feel like my 40s, I feel happy in the settling.
Yes, that's nice.
Every morning, I try to do something thoughtful, like walk around the garden or just look out the window.
Shout at your mum.
Maybe. No, don't say that.
I'm only pulling your leg.
Oh, thank you.
I've taught the baby that expression, pulling your leg, but she thinks it's pulling your legs. I'm pulling your legs, which is really charming. I'm just pulling your legs.
Yes, that's lovely. Well, that's so nice to say.
I'm only joking about your mum. You're a lovely son. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. You know how worried I get. But no, thank you for all these lovely messages. We love hearing from you guys.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hope you've all had nice bank holidays, public holidays, as we call them here, bank holidays.
Le Bonk. The George Bank holiday.
George Bank's holidays. I'd love that. Oh, yes. George Bank Holiday. We love hearing from you. Thank you for being so kind. And you guys just enjoy whatever you're doing today. And remember, you just got to get through.
You just got to get through.
The hour?
Just focus on what you've got to do for the next hour. And then, you know, maybe for the morning, for the afternoon.
I like
that. Don't need to take on too much. Just get through what you can get through.
I like that.
Don't. Looking at everything is where the anxiety creeps in for me. For me, my anxiety is all about what's happening in the future, about catastrophizing what's going to happen. Oh my gosh, if I get something wrong, if I do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Actually, all you can do, just focus on what's happening in the next little bit.
Wonderful.
I hope that helps.
I'm sure it will.
From your anxious friend. Anxious friends, Susie and Tom.
Like-minded anxiety.
Like-minded. Like-minded. Oh God, what's happened?
No. Why have I got this sense of dread all the time? Yeah, that. Well, everyone, go well. Have a great hour, and we'll speak to you next week. Okay.
Oh, Tom, you know what we should plug?
What, Suze?
Your gig. When is it? Is it next week?
Oh, the 18th of May. The one at the
is
Churchill.
It sold out?
It is, but
oh, okay. Well, then don't worry.
But aren't we great?
Just going to say, if it's not sold out, we should mention it. But if it's sold out.
Oh, thank you, Suze. Has sold out happily. It's for St. Christopher's Hospice, who are really lovely. And so I'm very delighted, not least that Susie is going to be there.
Well, of course.
And we're going to have a great time. So thank you for mentioning it, Suze. Thank you so much.
Okay, darling, if I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week, okay?
You bet you will.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, everyone. Bye. 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 Bye.